Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Radio Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the Dee Dee Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. We believe that through Power of Love, nothing is impossible with love on your side. I am not TJ Jackson. I'm Terrell Jackson, his older brother, middle brother. And I am here with my older brother, Taj.
What's up?
Todd, I'm trying to have energy on this show, man.
Hey, I'm saving my energy. What's up, everyone?
What's up, everyone? Like I said, TJ is not here. He is actually in Texas now. He drove down to Texas. But we have... You're not even a guest. You're like an extension. You're like
the ringer.
The ringer brother.
Yeah, let's peace. I'm who you call when you got nobody else.
No, you're our brother. We got our brother from another mother, Louis Tapia.
Louis.
Hello, everyone.
What's going on, Lou?
Not much. Thank you for having me again. I love coming and seeing you guys and seeing how much you guys are growing and the success you're having.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we're doing all right. TJ reached out and wanted to make sure you were here.
I'm here.
He doesn't like Taj and I running the show alone. Let's start. Taj, how was your week?
It was great. It was actually a productive week. First, saw the Justice League. Have mixed feelings about it. But
I'm sorry. Taj, you've been in this industry too long to know. Put the mic closer to your mouth, man.
Is it not close enough?
No.
Like, well, this is a different mic. In my defense, I'm not usually here.
You're not, but it's
I'm over
the same
there.
Technology.
They like, gave me the cheap mic.
Closer.
But now they're giving me the good mic.
Taj, can you raise the mic a little bit, please? Come on, man. You should know
this. Is
that
better?
So much better. Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
All right, continue.
Okay. So, saw Justice League. Enjoyed it. I had very low expectations, but I enjoyed it.
Very low?
Very low. Just
really?
Yeah. But we'll go into that later. Not on the show. I'm just talking about
I'm
later.
About to say later. We ain't talking about Justice League today.
Cleaned out my storage finally.
You did?
I had a storage unit that I probably had for about 2 years, 3 years maybe. And it's just sad because you look at how much it costs for the storage and then you look at the stuff in there. and you do the calculation. You're like,
it's not worth it.
None of it was worth it. It wasn't even like, you know, it was, if I would have got it 6 months after, it would have still not been worth it. So. Yeah. It was good to clean that out. And then...
you know you have stuff at my house.
Yes.
That's probably worth it.
No, yeah, definitely worth it. Your stuff, the stuff at your place is valuable.
So it's going to be worth the storage rent.
That's right.
Yeah, you are the storage rent. And then I visited grandma, which is great.
Yeah.
That was the highlight.
Cool.
Yeah, so visited grandma, watched Dancing with the Stars.
You guys play games?
Yeah, play Pictionary. Of course I won.
What do you mean you won?
Well,
it's a team game.
The team that I was on won.
See?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should rephrase that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's it.
All right. Nice. Lou, what do you got?
Let's see. What's going on for me? We are currently on Thanksgiving break, so we've had some time to kind of get the kids refocused with school. A lot of softball. A lot of softball that keeps us pretty busy. And just enjoying, man. Enjoying not coaching. Enjoying just being a dad now. So I'm transitioning.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that, Lou. My week was very good as well. I went to the Imagine Dragons concert out in Anaheim. It was really cool. They have a great, great show, great hits. And I was actually sitting with Adrian, and we had a cool moment. I posted it on Instagram, but he actually came up and shook Adrian's. Did you see it, Taj?
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
That's cool.
Adrian is his son.
And what was made
for
it great.
For people that don't know.
Yeah, Adrian's my son. But what was great about it was Adrian was a little upset because they had balloons and bubbles before, like a couple songs before, and he's so short he can get to reach them. So he was a little sad, but then when he got to shake his hand,
yeah,
he was like,
I saw his face.
It was cool.
Yeah, that's
it cheered him up, and it was a good moment. But after that, what else been doing? American Music Awards was on. Just a whole bunch of stuff.
Did you watch them?
I didn't watch them live. I TiVo'd it or DVR'd it, I guess, and watched it later.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's different.
It's weird because everything's so judged by social media nowadays, and it kind of takes everything away from it, like in that way. Like, yeah, it's just everyone has an opinion. And it's fine that everyone has an opinion, but not every opinion should be equal in that way, in terms of, like, if you're an artist, other artists' opinion should mean more than the random guy down the street that's like, you stink, you know, like, that's the
very
thing.
True.
You know, because, I mean, I'll just say something real quick because this bothered me a little, you know, in terms of, there was artists on the show that had to defend themselves in terms of lip syncing, but it's, you know, that's a choice that you make when you're on those shows, because God knows with us, with 3T, when we've done shows, sometimes those award shows are the worst shows to do because there's so many people and you're a number, basically. So you don't even know how your sound is going to happen. Sometimes you don't even have, you know, the music playing in your ears. So it's like, you know, the adjustments and all that stuff. And it's so it's one of those things that the safest thing to do, especially if you have a new song out there and it has to sound good, is to lip sync or to at least, you know, it kind of cuts the odds. And one of the artists got slammed for lip syncing, and you know, it's just the new thing to do is just pile on.
There's always negativity, but what can you do? We are live on the Power of Love radio show, so if you are listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. Later on in our show, we will open up the phone lines, and also we'll have questions on Twitter. So if you have questions about our topic, which I will say in a couple seconds. About our topic that we are talking about and want to ask, we have Taj. Taj, you got Twitter down, right?
Yes.
All right. Why don't you give the handles and social medias?
Okay. The Twitter is at DDJ Foundation. The Facebook is at DEEDEE Jackson Foundation. Instagram is at DEEDEE Jackson Foundation. And the website is www.ddjf.org.
Well done, Taj.
I thought I got.
I'm laughing because
I thought I got off.
Yeah, no one likes to read the disclaimer.
Got it.
But since you're filling just in up for to, TJ, just, this is what you get.
Just to there.
Yeah, go ahead.
They got me.
Come on, teacher.
We are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives, have been impacted by it, and have learned from it. And we want to share our opinions and attempt to help you overcome what you are going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you and seek it and find it. We urge you to seek it and find it, darn it. Don't just rely on us.
That is right. Well done, Louis. Thank you very much. That was our disclaimer. The call-in number, because we will open up the phone lines. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. Once again, that is 323-203-0815. Feel free to call in on our topic. TJ, I spoke to him earlier before we went on, about an hour or two before we went on. And he said he was going to try to listen in. So I'm not sure if he's listening. But it kind of triggered the topic for today for me. I had a couple ideas, and we'll have a couple of topics ideas. But the main topic is, the word is transition. And obviously, like I said before, TJ is not here. He is in Texas with his family for the holidays. And I thought it would be a good topic to talk about transition with family, whether it's family, professional life, just transition. What is it about the evolution of family, as you guys were saying earlier? How do you cope with it? When does it happen? Obviously, TJ, it's fine that he's there. He's supposed to be there. But it just made me start to think that family goes in different directions. And there could be some loss, as you were saying, Louis, with any transition, there could be loss. And that's what we want to discuss. So if you want to join in on the topic, again, the number is 323-203-0815. We also had another subtopic, which was, Todd, you want to talk about it?
No, we can talk about it later.
Well, we're doing it now.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
It's about...
I love you.
Basically, it's about having... It's also about transition and stuff like that, but having that point where you have kind of a confidence waiver in terms of where you think you're supposed to be doing one thing, and then all of a sudden you realize that's not the path you're supposed to be going on. And how hard is that for you to change? you know, when you do change, or if you do change, some people don't change and they end up regretting it for the rest of their lives. Some people take that leap of faith, and you know, those first couple years, you're kind of wondering, is that the right decision and stuff like that. But we've all had something that we've wanted to do, you know, thought this is what we're doing in life, and now it's changed in that way and we've adjusted. And so we're going to talk a little about that as well.
So basically, in your life where you come to a point where there's transition or challenge presented, where you may have to change directions in what you're doing or what you wanted to do, you may not be able to accomplish that, or just making simple changes that send you in a different direction.
A completely different direction.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want to speak on any of that, Lou?
Sure. I guess the we're living it right now with our family. We come from a family where the holidays are extremely important. Christmas, we would have our tamales and, you know, 15 people over. Same with Thanksgiving. And then as my mom's kids, me and my sister Felicia
and
got married.
Just so the listeners know, you have two younger siblings. You have
two. Yeah.
A middle
sister.
Well, middle sister and a younger brother.
And a younger brother.
Right.
So as my sister and I got married and started blending our families together, became a lot more difficult to be able to fit the schedules. And so currently we don't really celebrate a Thanksgiving because my sister is gone. And then we, you know, just go to a restaurant.
You celebrate differently.
Yes. We celebrate differently together. When we first transitioned, it was every other. I think that's what most people do when they first partner up and then they decide they're going to be serious. Mm-hmm. There's that 50-50. You'll go to you go to Thanksgiving this year, and then you go to Hanukkah with the family on that one.
So one year you're with one family member.
Rotate them, and you know,
family, whatever.
And then you start having kids, and then you know, now it becomes a little bit more difficult, and then your kids get older. Then the parents get older; they don't want to do the parties anymore. So it all depends that transition.
Was there any feeling of sadness or loss, or just that realization that your family has changed or is different in the sense that you guys wouldn't all, you, Fee, and Drew wouldn't all be together all the time having Thanksgiving dinner?
I mean, it's a good. Good question. And I think it has varied in different points of my life where based off of my, I guess, emotions or confidence or where I was at in my life, that would kind of dictate my feelings towards it. Right now, I'm extremely happy. You know, I'm on vacation. I just golfed. I got my kid, you know. I'm content with that. And I think the most important part is that we see my parents, my kids see them all the time. So, you know, we try to, you know, it's the holidays. I get it, but it's about the everyday, you know, not just the, that's what continue to build and allow a transition, I think, to go through smoothly.
Nice. Taj, you have anything to say?
No. It's interesting because I think that there's certain holidays that have been designated for get-togethers or whatever, and there's a lot of emphasis on it, but at the same time, I've always tried to, as you said, the everyday stuff is just as important, if not more important, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I remember with New Year's Eve, that was a big thing for my mom. It didn't matter, you know, whatever, but she always wanted to start the New Year's together.
Right.
In that way. And I've told this story. I don't know if I've told it here, but there was I guess it was a Buckley School thing happening on New Year's, and it was right down the street. It was we were living in Delgado area, mm-hmm. and that what's that hotel that's like on?
Next, it was the Radisson.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's like literally 5 minutes away, whatever. But you know, Mom was very liberal in that way of like, as long as she knew where you were, and she trusted us in that way. You know, she gave us.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you didn't want to ruin that trust. That was the thing. And so But that was the first time that I was like, I'm going to hang out with my friends on New Year's. But while I was there, I just, something told me, come back, you know, come back because it's more important to your mom than it is to these people.
Right.
And I made it right for the countdown. And mom was so happy, you know, and that's when I realized there's certain things that are important to other people that aren't as important to you. But it's weird because I've carried on that tradition away. Like, New Year's is one of the most important holidays for me in that way, because I feel like it's spend it with people that, you know, started the year, and then maybe mm-hmm. I got that from her.
That's cool. That's a great story.
I know you don't care, Tara.
No. I think that's interesting.
It's a great story.
I know, but you don't care about New Year's as much.
No, I do. I mean, I basically, I don't do much.
I was going to say, you don't care as much, but that I do.
Usually, I'm usually home watching the countdown. Yeah. I don't go.
Some people sleep through it. Yeah, right? You know, whatever. But no.
No, but I do. It's that whole mentality of a fresh start, clean slate, and all that, whatever. But at what point does it change, and why, and how, and all of that? When does that change? Like, for instance, a Christmas holiday or Thanksgiving, when is that, what causes it to shift? That's an easy layup for you.
For me?
Well, actually for you, maybe, since you don't have family and kids and all that.
It starts with the relationship. Like, it has to start with that, too. First, when you start dating someone, all of a sudden, it's not just you, it's someone else, and you have to accommodate what they do as well, because their family is just as important in that mm-hmm. way. So it's dividing things and kind of being, you know, so it starts there, but then I'll let you guys take over the family part of it. But that's where it starts is dating, because then you have to, I shouldn't say you have to, but you spend time.
So is there any unwritten rules of, you know, we spend, or do you just work this out with your partner? Is there a rule where 1 year, like you said, 1 year is with your family, 1 year is with our family, or?
No, I mean, I think, I guess it's a matter
of. Why are you laughing, Lynn?
Because I'm just thinking about
the
Lynn.
Rules change.
You know, yeah. Just like the parents, you know, sometimes some parents are pretty good at making you feel guilty for not, you know? So it's trying to just accommodate that. I'm lucky I have really cool parents. They just kind of go with the flow. But I think it started to happen probably when we got engaged and we were going to be married. We started spending, you know, before we got married, she would come, stay for a little while, then she would go to hers. I would stay, then I would leave. Mm-hmm. Then I wouldn't be able to go to Johnny's or my aunt. You know, I couldn't go to
all the traditional ones.
And how did that make you? Like, did you notice that there was change going on? Were you okay with that? Did you miss that? Because a lot of your family were there.
At first I used to miss it, but now you build these new, you know, these new memories with your other family, and it's kind of cool to see that blend. My Mara's side is Jewish, and I love the traditions of when we go over there, because I was raised straight Catholic, mm-hmm. you know, so I love the traditions, and I find that to be something that we've transitioned into. That's amazing for us.
Nice.
And you?
I've been. It's been for me. I try to do both. You know, it depends on the holidays, but I try. See, it's different because our father's side didn't really grow. Most of them grew up Jehovah's Witness, not celebrating. So holidays didn't really have any meaning. And we never grew up celebrating Christmas as much or Thanksgiving. It just didn't really mean much to us. But as we got older, I should say for me, and I'm sure I can speak for TJ as you have children, you know, you want to share those things with them, you know? And I think that's where it started to become more of a thing where I wanted to give that to them. So that's where the Christmas shopping and the lights and all those things and making the Christmas list and all those wonderful things that happen. But for me, I think you got to find a way to make it fair for everyone. Everybody, which is
nothing's fair.
It's difficult, you know, and especially difficult when you're far away, you know. And there's been times I think I can't remember that well, but I think for a while I was having a Christmas Eve party at my house, right, Taj? Mm-hmm. And I remember my brothers would go all the time, and eventually that all changed,
right?
You know, it just, like, even for New Year's, you know, and it first started with TJ, and it's nothing bad or a strike against him. It's just obviously he has his family. He's going to spend it with his family. And it's just for I don't know how to describe it, but it's just the change, the transition of a family, you know. And, of course, you all want to be together, but it's difficult to have everybody under one roof when people live in different parts of the state, country. Like, for instance, Taj, you were in Brazil one Christmas, right?
Yeah, I think it was like 4 years ago, but yeah.
But you, Taj was in Brazil, which was also, I think you were gone for New Year's as well, right?
Yeah, I was gone for New Year's. Yeah, it was great.
See, I don't even, but you know what the thing is that I think with my brothers, we went to always celebrating New Year's together under the same roof and doing the countdown together. It's changed now where right after the New Year's, it's like we all text each other or we, you know, do the phone call thing. So we're still somewhat close together in spirit, whatever. But it's obviously different, and it's that change of transition, that evolution of family.
Yeah,
you know. But to answer your question, I think you just have to find something that works for everyone, where everyone can be happy. And it's hard because, like with Thanksgiving dinner, it's like there's only one real dinner. There's only a dinner. You know what I mean? So you're not going to eat two dinners. So who gets the dinner? You know what I mean? So usually it's like you eat at one place and then you stop by for dessert.
Dessert, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then it's like, who's still there? Did everybody leave? Were you able to see all your cousins, friends, family, or whatever, you know?
Right.
So that's the challenge in that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but transition, you know, right now I'm in the middle of a transition, you know, going through thinking about what I'm going to do for the rest of my career, deciding on if I'm going to stay in public education or transfer over to the private sector. That's the big.
Is this a loose?
This is possible. This thoughts? Is a possible.
What triggered it though? This
what,
thought. Yeah.
What triggered it was reaching a point where you feel like you've done everything you can. Right.
A brick wall.
Basically. A brick wall, basically. Okay. Right. And then that big brick wall, you keep trying to go through it and you're just like, why are you fighting it?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
You've busted through a few times.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, why are you still and everybody else isn't trying to bust with you?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the hardest part because you're talking about transitioning from safety,
yeah.
You know, something that's safe that I've been doing for 25 years that I've,
security.
You know.
Is it something you enjoy still? Or
teaching?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. But I don't like if I could just teach and I have to deal with all the bureaucracy, I would have no problem. But unfortunately, the bureaucracy, everything in education comes top down, right?
Yeah.
They're not in that. So I'd rather be out there where I could affect more people. Teachers help them with their technology. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I'm in the process of going through this right now.
Yeah, it's a hard thing. I mean, I love music, but I hate the music industry.
Right.
And for that same
you
reason.
You do?
Yeah. which, you know, because it's not about music.
Right.
You know, and that's a thing. And it's not about, you can have all the passion in the world, you can have all the talent in the world, and it still doesn't mean you'll make it. You know, it's now it's all about numbers.
Well, here's the scarier part is that, you know, this type of transition, I have a friend of mine going through it as well. And as we get through these with this responsibility, you can really feel that overwhelming when they first have their first panic attack. Mm. I had mine 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, that's
dude, it was scary.
What does that feel like?
Dude, it's the scariest thing I've ever went through. Thank God my wife's a trained therapist. She
was,
she knew exactly what
really?
It was. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it all that transitioning, it leads to that feeling of that grief or of that scare, you know, being scared of what that future holds. And I think it's similar to that transition that we have with our families. It all goes together.
Definitely.
So is that something that you think that we put on ourselves? Do we just build it up in our minds and we put it on ourselves and it's that all of those emotions coming to
that's what it is, man, is that you just you see everything that can go wrong and not what's right.
It's
you know?
The future. It's the unsure future.
It's
age. Can I
yes,
give
please,
my
please.
Theory of it? I know I'm not a licensed therapist, but for me, my theory is that when you're young, you're naive and in a good way. You think, you know, the sky's the limit. You think in terms of I can go for it. And you have that kind of vision that, you know, I'm going to make it. And I'm going to, you know, we were naive with the music industry. Mm-hmm. As we got older, we learned more about it. And we learned the politics and everything like that. That really hurt us in terms of not because of our career, but it hurt us in terms of our mentality. Because all of a sudden, we weren't looking at it as, let's write the best song possible. And that song's gonna make it no matter what. It was more like, will this song
other
make
things
it?
Come
yeah,
into
will
play.
This? Well, let's do this just in case, you know. And you have just in case clauses right. in your mind. When you're younger, you don't have a just in
case. You're all in.
It's like all in, and it's like a poker game. Now as you get older, you have so many just in cases, and that's the problem. In terms, it's a good thing, but at the same time, it's a bad thing because you don't go 100% at something. You might go 50 here, 50 here. You know, you spread it out because it's like, and that's the thing. I think that's also one of the reasons why a lot of people don't make it at an older age of something. Whatever they do is because they hedge their bets.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing.
That's what we're doing. That's what me and my friend are doing right now. We're looking at it and we're like, you can't, you either go for it or you
and
don't.
Every self-help person or guru tells you, you have to go 100%.
100%.
But you have to take that parachute away.
I get it. You know, I follow you on that. But I think...
No.
I think what comes into play, and I think what causes more hesitance. What do you think?
It's family and having to support someone else.
Yeah, because
and
not
everyone
only
else
about
is relying
you.
On you.
It's not 100%. Just about you.
I agree.
So Louis sitting here, you know,
yes.
with these thoughts. I'm sitting here with these thoughts.
100%.
But it's like it's all on me. It's like my decision that's gonna possibly affect everybody else.
Yeah.
So it's almost that added extra pressure of you. Yeah. Doing what's best.
Well, you know, it's funny you're talking about that, and the question becomes, what's better, to have a partner? Let's say your partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say your partner hates their job and they have an opportunity to leave. Are you gonna? You think your relationship's gonna survive that?
Yeah.
Right? Of them, they're gonna be miserable.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
so it's really, you know, I think it's really about. It all comes down to being able to communicate, and this is what I'm learning. I mean, it's as I've gotten older. I'm a work in progress, but my wife is. Dude, I'm telling you, dude. She's
doing great work. You've come, Louis. Let me just say, you've come a long way, man.
But it's a work in progress, and that's what we're talking about is that you have to have the confidence, and I guess what the key is, that's where family comes in. No matter how much you transition. If you need to make that phone call, you got that.
Yeah.
You know, that I think that's one of the most important things is your family, your true family, and it may not be your brothers, it may not be your sisters. You have your true family.
Mm-hmm.
They'll always be there no matter what you're transitioning in and out of to make sure that, you know, you got something.
Yeah.
I think that's probably one of the most important things.
Yep.
Another thought that I just, when you brought that back, it's your parents, your grandparents, you know, as you get older, they get older, obviously, mm-hmm. and the time of them being on Earth, it starts to diminish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing, you know, that often people have to deal with, you know, the thought of maybe this is the last Thanksgiving or maybe this is our last Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever it is you celebrate, birthday. Sometimes that's hard to deal with. And, you know, obviously that changes decisions in the process of it. But, At some point, I feel that it comes back home, you know, full circle. I think when you get to those stages, I think everyone once again goes under that same roof, you know. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it leads to, like you said, family, and being able to have that foundation there to support you.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say I'm obviously the one here that doesn't have kids, but part of it for me is that like I've been trying to like say, okay, am I financially secure? Am I emotionally, you know? And it's like kind of pushing things back because it does all change. You know, once you have a kid, your priorities shift. It's not about gung ho you. It's about providing. And being that, you know, that safety net for them. And so that's a different mentality in a good way and, but also in a way that you don't pursue. You're not that blind, you know, I would say changing to photography from directing just on a whim, you know, this last 6 months and really focusing. I probably wouldn't have been able to do that if I had kids. I'd be like, okay, well, what is going to get me the financial security or whatever? But at the same time, it's as you said, it's the passion of what would make me happier in that way. And that's the thing. It's like what I'm a no regrets person right now because I don't have kids.
Right.
You know, so everything I try to do is like, am I going to regret not doing it? And that's how I dictate what I'm going to do or not. And so if I can live with, you know, with the regret of it, then I won't do it.
Well, and then, you know, the other part that my wife and I are, we're transitioning. We should have made it like a drinking game today. Yeah. Well, not that you chew drink. No, you drink. But, you know, transitioning, you're talking about transitioning from one idea to another. Mm-hmm. And it's so important that we just continue to communicate. And like you're saying, yeah. it's the confidence that you have to be willing to put it out there and go for it. So what do you do for Thanksgiving? What will you and your wife do?
We will be going to Auntie Lourdes's. Okay. I already know that. We will be going to Auntie Lourdes's. That is something that we always do for Thanksgiving. She's happy that we're there in terms of like, and it feels like family cause it is family. But that's it. Yeah. I mean, it's different cause my wife's most of her family's in Brazil. You know, besides her sisters.
So. And so with her family being in Brazil, are the holidays important to her?
Family's very important to her, period. So she's the one always. I'm kind of a hermit.
like all of us? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so she's always the one pushing me to do family stuff, cool. You know. And I want to do it. It's just I don't like leaving the house. Yeah. You know, so it's one of the, if they come over here, it's fine, you know. But so she's always the one. And I you know, that's what I appreciate most about her because she understands family and that. And I do too, but I'm just lazy in terms of not wanting to leave the house. So, yeah, so that's what we're going to be doing is going on to Lourdes's and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Taj Jackson. I want to go back to what you were saying about, because I was going to mention it before, about kids. Yes. How you always want to, and I think I've told you this before, about making decisions and you possibly not being able to make those. Have you ever thought on the flip side of it that if you had children or a child that it would almost light a fire and make you different?
No, because it's from what I've seen, and I'm not being negative or positive. I think the most what I've seen is that you really it's like you're planning for two, like or planning for three now. Because when you get married, you're planning for two. It's not only you anymore; it's your team. With a kid, it's you're three now, and that's the thing. But now it's kind of like the child is the most important thing. So you're really planning for one now. You're planning, they become you in a way. You know, whatever mm-hmm. your dreams are, they're now transferred into the kid,
best
which it should be.
Of the kid.
Yeah, because that's your legacy. That's what it should be. And that's, so I don't think of a, I think in general, I would be doing things more in terms of what's going to benefit them as opposed to, you know, what's going to benefit us. And sometimes us is might be a better route than them because them might be safe, you know what I mean, in that way. Like I'll give you an example. Some people, as you said, they're in a 9-to-5 job because it provides food, you know, money and food on the table, but they are miserable. But that's mm-hmm. because they have to provide for their family in that way. And then that's what I'm saying. So they're miserable. They take that home. And then they get a fight.
It's tough.
So that's what I'm saying. That's the flip side.
It is tough because I can't.
Don't get me wrong. I want kids.
I can make the argument though that kids just are your world when you have them.
Yeah, because they're great in terms of that. But in terms of you were talking about jobs.
And your
career, because let's be honest, all of our careers have changed because of kids in a good way.
Yeah.
But
and
I'm saying
that's you, that transition.
You make whatever you're transitioning to. Like for example, a perfect example. I think the first time I did the radio show, I was still coaching at Buckley.
Mm-hmm.
Then I, you know, my daughter started taking softball pretty serious. Yeah. So then I had to transition out of there so I could spend more time with them.
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, as you know, I'm that dad who was the yeller. But now I'm done coaching. Yeah. This was my last.
You're not coaching
year.
At all?
No, I'm done.
Wow.
This is it. Yeah, it's because it's that transition. It's that, you know, it's that transition and understanding. And I think
how many seasons have you gone without coaching?
This will be my first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we'll come back out.
No, trust me.
We'll check in.
We'll have to come back. And
you're going to be coaching my daughter, so I don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to see. How long have you been quiet on the sidelines? Is what I want to know.
I'm not. Yeah, but it's all about that transition. I like that.
Well, yeah, because I mean, it, in all honesty, like even with our career with 3T, because now there's families involved, it's like you don't want to spend. In our old day, we would spend 6 months in Europe just being pounding the pavement. But and I totally get it, because I would be the same way. You don't want to leave your kids for that long, you know.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, so it's like that's the thing. So in the older days, we'd still be out there promoting, but now it's like I got family to see, you know, and so it makes it until you can bring them along, which we're not there yet.
Right.
It is. I mean, to go with your point, Taj, it is all about the children, because I remember the last time we were in Holland.
Yeah,
I remember I was excited because I got lucky. And I made it right in time
that's what
to
I'm
take
saying.
Bryce to school.
Yeah, you
Bryce were, and Ann, Adrian.
You were planning it out. You're like, okay, I
got
to
Well,
be
I just
back
got lucky on I that know. One. But yeah. Fortunately, we landed the night before that they had school. So I was able to take them to school. And luckily, school started later.
Yeah.
So, and then we're also doing a show next year.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm going to get lucky. Yeah.
Well, you've given up, like, I remember one of the birthday parties.
Yeah, Bryce's birthday. We were doing big reunion.
Almost, yeah, I remember that. So.
You know, but that's the profession that I chose, and I know how
Pops
it is.
Pops wasn't
but
there for my birth.
Yeah. Or yours. Or mine. Exactly.
We turned out okay.
No, but at least we've got FaceTime nowadays.
Yeah,
you know?
But that's the price, right? Put the food on the table.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
he's out on tour.
But the thing is that you almost, for me at least, it's like those, like even being home for, because we talked about doing shows over the summer, but it's like immediately when I think about that, I can't lie, as much as I love performing and all that, I'm thinking about baseball. Like summer, like am I going to miss the playoff championship game with Brett, you know?
I can't lie.
Well, you can't relate, but like those things go through my head.
Yeah.
Because it's those memories like with us and Pops. It's like those are the moments that I always remember.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm going to...
Oh, you meant baseball with your kids.
Yeah.
I thought you meant...
No, not
like,
the World Series. I'm
I thought you meant like watching on TV. I'm like, I can't relate on that.
No, because you can watch that on the internet or whatever. Okay, I'm talking about like, okay, if I'm going to be gone and miss
100%.
those games, that playoff, you know, run with them. And those are memories that... Those are opportunities I don't have that many with them, you know?
Yeah. No, totally. I get it.
So those are the challenges in the sacrifices that we make.
Well, I guess the question becomes is life's about transitions. You know, we're talking here about kids. Now imagine that as our kids are getting older, we're going to be having kids transitioning out of the house.
Yeah.
Right? That's a whole nother transition.
Yeah.
And you know what? You better like the person you're with.
Yeah.
You know? So it's all of those.
It goes fast, man.
It goes fast. And you know, when you talk about like when I as it keeps moving and I'm slowing down my life, it's like I start looking and I think about how do families and relationships make it after a loss.
Yeah.
You know, that's the hardest part, because transitioning from that's got to be one of the hardest things to be able to do.
That is the hardest thing, because there's just everything is, that's the ultimate, things are different.
Right.
You know, and it goes through my mind, you know, losing obviously close as we get older, because we're getting there. It's like I look at TJ all the time at his relationship and just the whole thing with Royal. And I calculate in my mind, like I got so many years until I'm in that position. And it's sad. It's scary. You know, just TJ, like, oh, I'm at this school with Royal looking at colleges. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, man.
I felt like I was just throwing the kid in the air, and now he's driving me home, you know? And it's, it's I drove all the way from San Bernardino. He drove me back.
Yeah,
like, it's
that.
Just, it's crazy. You know, it's crazy when you think about it, because it goes so fast, you know? And it's, I don't know. It's just, for me, it's hard to, I don't want to say it's hard to let go. It's not hard to accept, because I know it's just life, you know, and that's just what happens. But at the same time, it's just family. It's like a tree. It branches out, and it's like it gets further and further. Although it still comes back to that same root, it goes further and further away from it, you know. And that's the sadness. That's the loss in it, you know.
Yeah, I think for me, I've always almost realized that. I remember in high school, and because Buckley was so small that it was almost like a family, like literally the people in your class.
You went to Buckley, you know who they are.
yeah, like, you know, so it was a family. And I remember my mom, I think it was junior year, my mom said, she's like, cherish these moments, because, you know, it's not going to ever be the same with these people. And I took that to heart, because mom was very wise, and so I was like, so the junior year and senior year for me, I was depressed during senior year. Everyone else was partying and happy, counting down, and in my head, I was like, I'll never see some of these people ever again, because I didn't know the internet. I was like, I'll never see some of these people ever again. We'll never be as close. And so it was sad for me. Graduation was sad for me, because it was like, this is a family, and now all of a sudden, maybe 3 out of the 30 I'll be close with again, you know, throughout my whole life. Maybe, you know, it's more, but that's what I was thinking then. And it's true, because everyone else has their families. Everyone else is spread out. A lot of people are way, you know, back east or whatever.
Yeah, because Buckley Chain, you went off on your career. Mm-hmm. A lot of them they mostly go to the East Coast school.
And then they have their own families, and now they're solidified there. And so it was sad for me. And so I knew that right along. But, you know, yeah.
That transition.
I remember that moment. And I don't know exactly the classroom, like the name of it, but I remember the classroom right before our graduation, Mrs. Sherman. She said, you know, we were all in the room getting ready to go out on for a graduation and everybody was making noise. And she told everyone to be quiet and to look around, you know, so everyone's looking around. She's like, this is the very last time all of you guys will be in the same room together. Very last time. Yeah. You know, you guys can have these reunions. You can do this. You can do that. But not everybody will be there.
Wow.
That's just life, you know? And I remember that. It's interesting because some people, they just say, it could be, she said so many things that I remember, but, you know, people can impact a life and you can carry that forever. But I often think about that when we have reunions, you know, when someone from Buckley has a party and it's like, who will be there? It's like I always go back to that, to her saying that. And it's so true in life. It's like you really have to appreciate the moment and the things that you have when you have them. You know, but I remember that, and I constantly think about that often.
Yeah, it's weird. I wonder if the loss of mom made compacted it more, because I have a hard time letting go of people in terms of letting, you know, friends and stuff, and people that I should have probably let go of or you know, cut the cord.
We've all been there.
But at the same time, it's like there's that, you know, I don't know. It's just hard for me to do that in certain
when
ways.
When you say let go, what do you mean?
Well, I have friends, and then I have friends. You know, like I have real friends. You know, that I'm like I consider like family, and then I have friends that are acquaintances, but they're kind of still in that bubble of that area. And it's like I don't know if they'll be there for me if something happened. You know, but at the same time, it's because of that bond that we had through school or through Encino Little League or whatever. You recently saw someone from Encino Little League.
Oh yeah, yeah. So it's like, well, that's the thing, is that you're. Whether you see them or not, right? You've, as we like to say, you know, we've gone to war together, and you know, on the baseball field, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I recently ran into probably one of the best little league pitchers we ever saw.
Yeah.
And he's like, "How do you remember?" I don't forget a face, man.
Yeah.
But it was amazing to see him, and it was like we were back on the field again.
That's what's so amazing.
Right, you know, first question he asks is, "How's your dad?" You know, I'm like, "How's Brandy?" He's like, "And Dino." He goes, "How do you remember all that?" I go, "Dude, I don't."
Yeah.
You know, so dude. it I get what you're saying, and it's
and it brought us so much joy when you messaged.
Yeah, us. Right, because you're just, and I'm thinking there, and I'm looking at, you know, I'm thinking of my old high school. I don't think I talked to anybody that I graduated with.
And your school's
right there. I don't talk to, aside from, you know, my, you know, Rye Dog and the guys that I grew up. But
are most of them baseball?
Yeah. Most of them are all baseball. And the crazier part is most of the ones that I'm still very close with are my friends from Little League. That was.
So what is it about that? Is it a childhood thing? Is it the community? What was it about those things? But whether it's Buckley, you didn't go to Buckley, obviously, but Buckley or Encino or that small, what is that?
It's it's why we.
Is it safety? Is it? Well, I think you've known them for so long that it's just safe, because some of these people I haven't seen in years, like decades, and you see them and it's like, you know.
I think it's just it's the trust factor. You know, you trust. You've been with them. You know what you get with. What's the saying? When we are, the devil you know is better than the one you don't. So you know what you're going to get with a Dave Strasia.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to get with a Mike Spelta.
Yeah,
you know?
And I think growing up with them as well, when you're younger, your motives are different.
Right.
In terms of that. You know, it's not a career based, it's not money based or whatever. You're just
are you a good ditch player?
Yeah. You either like them or you don't like them. And that's the thing. But then as you get older, it's like it's more about like strategic stuff.
Networking.
Like, can they help you and all that? And that's where it gets wrong. And that's where, you
know. You're saying friends are people you meet in your
new
adult life?
New people that you meet in your life. It's kind of now it's like.
The interests.
The interests are different. It's not about, you know, will this person have my back or not anymore?
Right.
It's more about, you know, what is this person going to do for my career or
how can they help me?
So how can they help me? And that's completely wrong. But that's because that's why when you're a child or from baseball or from Buckley for us, as well as baseball, it's like those people didn't care, you know.
Okay, so once again, I'm going to use the word transition. When is it transition into that? When does it become about, you know,
when you're
advancing?
Adult. I have
and
to
why
agree.
Is that? Is it you, because you have
to pay
responsibility?
Your own bills and stuff?
Well, it's like, bills? Well, you know, it's dude, I've seen it, and I'm sure for me, it's always about sports. And my two girls are playing competitive softball. Dude, you think they're getting ready for the major leagues? And they're not even
at that age.
And they're not even. Young. There's not even a professional. I mean, there's a small professional softball league. It's not like the MLB, but it's just, you know, and the how cutthroat they are in this league and the way or in the travel world. It's insane. So it's
and the reason for that is because they're seeing all these big contracts.
Well, it's all the same. It's just the matter of not understanding that, you know, the sports is for the kids to really learn.
Yeah.
As we become adults, it's about, well, how can this person get my kid closer to that scholarship? How can this person get me closer to who I need? And it's not, and you don't have to be successful.
Yeah.
You just have to have something that someone else needs.
Yeah.
See, and that as a coach for me, that's the one thing I do try to relay to my players and the parents, because I get in their head that, you know, the best thing you can get from Little League Baseball isn't so much about baseball, because the chances of these kids, like, there might not be any professionals here, and at 8, 9, 10, who cares, you know? And I share my story. It's like the best thing that I got from Little League is my best friends.
Right. Yeah.
Like I point to the tree where I met, you know, Ryan, and this one I met here, and I was just in his wedding, you know, and those are the lessons, and sadly parents forget that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I guess like you guys said, it's when you get older and you get into that responsibility of paying bills and this and that, and maybe it just goes out the window.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually started going backwards in that way, in terms of just with people. I'm contacting a lot of my old friends and stuff like that, reconnecting, just because for me, like, it's weird. It's just, I don't know why I'm doing
safe?
It.
Safe?
No, it's not even safe. It's just, I think that as I get older, and I'm not even that old, but I'm just saying, as I get older, it's like I appreciate people, you know, and it's like even if someone came into your life for 1 year and they changed your trajectory, it's like I feel like they should know that, because it's like it's better now than later, like when you didn't have the opportunity. So I've been actually thanking people, like, you know, just randomly in terms of people that have been in my life. Just I let them know, like I want people to know that they were important to me. You know, I don't leave anything now being like, I should have said that. I should have told someone that.
I've gone the exact opposite. I'm
really?
I'm cutting. I'm cutting. For the first time in my life, I'm actually really focused
on...
Okay,
but you're cutting...
You're cutting
people.
Fat,
you're cutting people.
Yes, I'm cutting fat, I guess you
would. But are you cutting people that you've somewhat met in your adult life?
Yes. I am going strictly to my core.
Yeah,
that's it.
Vegan but are you letting your core know how much you appreciate?
I am.
Okay,
I'm starting, because it's just it's to a point where, you know, it's time to really knuckle down. Mm-hmm. My kids are at a point where I want to spend more family time, and I'm gonna, you know, and so I'm actually, you know, making sure that I'm addressing more of the people that have been that have helped me throughout my entire life.
Got it.
You know, because I've already done enough for.
Everyone else, yeah.
Whether it's through school,
and hasn't been reciprocated.
Exactly.
That's what
that's where I'm at a point. Yeah. That's my point.
Okay.
So, are you open to new friends?
Of course.
Okay.
But I'm open to. Clarifying. But I'm open to new friends.
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't want to rekindle any.
Yeah.
You know.
Drama.
I want to start. If I'm going to make a new friend, I want it to be brand new. Huh. So that's kind of where I'm headed. Yeah.
And your number is.
Mood tapping. All right, guys. Well, we're going to end on that note. We did have some callers. I don't interrupt. I should have interrupted you a couple times, but
I'm sorry.
I don't know why I respected you guys so much, but you guys are older than me, and I look at you as my older brothers, but whatever. That is our show. We want to thank you guys for listening.
We didn't get to the Twitter either. I apologize for that, too.
Gosh, come on.
Hey, we were flowing. So.
But that is our show. We will be back next week. For those celebrating Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yes.
To everyone else, we love you. Thank you for tuning in. Share, spread love. And we will see you next Wednesday, same day, same time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.